friendship sweeter, knowing you're near. So good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you, we're glad you're here.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 and 14 says, blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding from the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit is better than gold. Amen and amen. Friend, if you're needing wisdom today on a decision and maybe a direction, seek God because he freely gives it. That's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. So good to see you. Good morning. It is, Thursday, this third day of September 2020. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and every Thursday I have the wonderful privilege of being the guest host of Mark and Friends, being part of Mark Burns' lineup here throughout the week, and it's truly an honor, that's for sure. Hey, it's brand new month. Be sure to be on a lookout for the September copy of the Prime Life Times. It's a great paper of this radio ministry. It's informative, engaging, and positive as well. And I have also the great privilege of writing a little column in there each and every month. And so be sure to be on the lookout for your copy of Prime Life Times. If you want to find out where you can get your copy at, oh my, countless locations throughout the area, just take a look at the distribution list at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. I'll tell you what, when you pick up a copy and start reading it, I think you will be blessed and encouraged as well. PrimeLifeTimes.com. Be sure to get your September copy of this month's paper. Well, I'll tell you what, friend. I really do believe you're going to be in for a treat today here for Mark and Friends. We are going to have a throwback Thursday. Today, for the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to be playing some songs that you might remember growing up, some great Christian songs by some great Christian groups or trios or quartets or artists that you really do not hear on the radio today in 2020. Now, we're not knocking any of today's music. We're not going to do that. We're not going to go down that aisle there. But we are going to go and just celebrate the roots that we have in Christian music. So for today, for Mark and Friends, it's a throwback Thursday. So sit back, relax, and I pray that you will be blessed here. Let's start things off with Twyla Paris, and We Will Glorify, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow Him alone.
Twyla Paris, and we will glorify. Well, thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends today. I am Joey Kroll, and it's a special program today. It's a throwback Thursday. We're just kind of hitting pause and going rewind, today, and hearing some songs that, wow, you really don't hear on Christian radio anymore. And when you think of Billy Graham and his crusades, you know, you think of thousands of people hearing the gospel and responding to the gospel. And you think of a variety of different things and football fields and stadiums. But in that thought process, most likely you will think of a man by the name of George Beverly Shea. He is a man with a distinct voice, that is for sure. And so back in 1932, he first recorded a song that you may have heard of. I'd rather have Jesus. Here's George Beverly Shea on this Throwback Thursday.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be
tell you what, there is just something pure about just hearing that recording here today. It's a Throwback Thursday. That's a George Beverly Shea, and I'd rather have Jesus. Well, let's go back to 1979. Well, this was a huge number one song for the Imperials, Oh Buddha, right here on Mark and Friends.
Well, Oh Buddha was a man, and I'm sure that he meant well, but I pray for his disciples lest they wind up in hell. And I'm sure that old Mohammed thought he knew the way, but it won't be Hare Krishna
we stand before on the judgment day. No, we're home, the old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun, not river.
I don't hate anybody, so please don't take me wrong. But there really is a message in this simple song. You see, there's only one way, Jesus, if eternal life is your goal. In meditation of the mind, it won't save your soul. No, it won't be your Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun, not river moon.
Well, you can call yourself a Baptist and not be born again, Presbyterian or a Methodist, and still die in your sin. You can't even be charismatic, shout and dance and jump a pew. But if you hate your brother, you won't be one of the chosen few. Cause it won't be a Baptist that's sitting on the throne, a Presbyterian or a Methodist that's calling us home. And it won't be a charismatic that plays that trumpet tune. So let's all just live for Jesus, because he's coming back real soon. Oh, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon. And we're going to see the sun, not Reverend Moon.
Not Reverend Moon.
Crown, for my reward is giving glory. glorify that once burnt bright and clean. Replace the land of my first love that burns with holy fear.
Man, what a fantastic voice. That's Keith Green. And, oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends today. We're kind of looking backwards, celebrating just our roots in Christian music. It's a throwback Thursday. Playing songs that, I'm sure some of them you haven't heard in years, that's for sure. And let's continue our Throwback Thursday feature with the Happy Goodmans. It's Looking for a City right here on Mark and Friends.
Here among the shadows in a lonely land, we're a band of pilgrims on the move, burdened down with sorrow, shunned by every hand, looking for a city built above.
Oh, there you go. The Happy Goodman family looking for a city. Wow. How about that? Fred, I pray that you just have been blessed here in the last 20 minutes or so as we just had a Throwback Thursday today for Mark and friends. If you missed any of today's program, go back and re-listen to it at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And right there on the right-hand side, you can go and click archives and re-listen to today's program. And while you're there, you can get more details about upcoming events, including, well, my church is on there, Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur, having their Parents Night Out event on Friday night, September the 11th from 6 to 9. Parents, if you need just a few hours to yourself, drop your kids off at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur. And that night will be a one-night VBS. Yeah, they're going to hear about Jesus and have some snacks and play some games. Space is limited. You can get more details on the Parents Night Out event at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur by visiting GalileeDecatur.com. Well, Fred, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have yourself a good rest of your Thursday.